This talk, this is Rick Tittering on Michael Patton, P-A-T-T-O-N, Patton. Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, date of birth is 1-19-1954, date of visit 1-13-23. This is a consultation from Laura Reinerston. Reinerston is R-E-I-N-E-R-S-T-O-N, Reinerston, from Island Doctors. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath with exertion. Next paragraph. Respiratory illness. This is a 69-year-old male who is overweight, has a prior history of pulmonary embolism, and is experiencing shortness of breath with activity. The patient is not on any oxygen at home, and denied chest pains, denied fevers or chills, but has some wheezing. The next paragraph, the patient's past history includes history of coronary artery disease with CABG times 3. He also had a history for a fall 2 years ago with the laceration of the kidney on the left. He's a known hypertensive for over 20 years and has a history of diabetes mellitus for 15 to 20 years. The patient had a cholecystectomy in the past, and denies any other significant surgery. He's had a cholecystectomy in the past and has had CABG times 3. Next paragraph. Allergies. No drug allergies listed. Next paragraph. Habits. Patient does not smoke. No alcohol use. Next paragraph. Med list included Ventolin, Tipeps, PRN. Protonix 40 milligrams daily. Isodil 20 milligrams BID. Aspirin 1 daily. Xarelto 20 milligrams daily. Cardizem 240 milligrams in the AM. Metoprolol 50 milligrams BID. And Crestor 40 milligrams daily. Met-Glip GLIP. Met-Glip 500 by 5 milligram. Half tablet BID. Pentoxifilin 400 milligrams BID. Metformin 500 milligrams BID. And Tresiba 10 daily. Reglan 10 milligrams BID, Tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily, Lasix 20 milligrams daily, and Hydrocodone 7.5 milligrams BID, PRN. Next paragraph. Oh, I also mentioned Lasix 20 milligrams day. Next paragraph, review of substance. Patient has been gaining weight. Oh, can you mention the family history? Family history. Mother had hypertension. Father died of old age. Next, system review. The patient has gained weight. He has some fatigue. He has no double vision or cataracts. No vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has no urinary I'm sorry. He has urinary frequency, no flank pains. He has joint pains, muscle aches. He has shortness of breath and wheezing. There's no hay fever. No anemia. No anxiety, no depression. He has joint pains, muscle stiffness. No headache, seizures, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built, elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure, 150 over 84. Pulse is 110, respiration 20, temperature 97.6. Weight is 238, saturation 97. HG and D non-phthalic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matters, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with the diminished excursions. Breath sounds diminished at the periphery with scattered wheezes and occasional basal crackles. Heart, the answers are irregular, S1 and S2, with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is obese, protuberant, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, edema 2 plus with diminished pulses. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Obstructive sleep apnea number 2 is CHF with pleural effusions. Number 3 is chronic dyspnea. Number 4, hypertension. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest and a complete pulmonary function study, and get a polysomnographic study. He will use Ventolin and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN, and was advised to lose weight. Follow-up visit period approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Laura Reinston, R-E-I-N-S-T-O-N, from Island Doctors. Thank you, Dr. Suzanne.